So here's one more story from the sports world, and this one is part of our occasional series, My Big Break. Imagine yourself 1,000 feet off the ground, clinging to the side of a windblown cliff face. You're not sure how to make your next move. What you do know is that the only way out is up.
Basically, I thought I was lost on the wall, which is pretty crazy when you're 1,000 feet off the ground and you think you're like adrift on this ocean of granite. You're suddenly like, where am I?
For most people, that sounds like something out of a nightmare. But for professional rock climber Alex Honnold, there's no place he'd rather be. Honnold has become one of the most famous living extreme athletes, climbing some of the tallest, most difficult rock faces in the world, many of them without the safety of a rope. So for him, a big break is usually something he tries to avoid at all cost.
When I think big break, the first thing I think of is being featured in 60 Minutes. That was probably the one thing that set me down the path of devoting my life to being a professional climber.
He scales walls higher than the Empire State Building without any ropes or protection, and the penalty for error is certain death.
Ever since that appearance on 60 Minutes in 2011, Honnold has been a regular media stand-in for the extreme sports set.
I often joke that I've just become a professional schmoozer. Like, nobody really cares how well I can rock climb anymore. It just has to do with how well I can schmooze.
But before the hype, Honnold was a college dropout living out of his mom's borrowed minivan, driving from climb to climb. And schmoozing didn't always come easily. As a kid growing up in Sacramento, California, he was too shy to approach climbing partners at the gym. One side effect of that shyness, he got used to rock climbing by himself, without a rope.
I suppose being a bit of an antisocial weirdo definitely honed my skills as a soloist. It gave me a lot more opportunity to solo lots of easy routes, which in turn broadened my comfort zone quite a bit and has allowed me to climb the harder things without a rope that I've done now.
One of those harder climbs was his unprecedented ascent of Half Dome in California's Yosemite Valley. The 2,000-foot vertical rock face had never been climbed when Honnold set his sights on it in the fall of 2008. His attempt was a signal to the climbing community that he was a new force to be reckoned with.
So when I freestyled at Half Dome, I was listening to music, repeating these three Eminem songs off the 8 Mile soundtrack. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. I'd already made all the hard decisions, like, I'm going to do this, I'm committed to doing this, I'm able to do this, I'm ready. And then you don't really have to reevaluate any of that. You can just, like, put yourself in autopilot and just cruise up the wall. But then my autopilot started to run out by the time I got to the top because I was just starting to get tired and it was just hard to maintain that focus. At the crux of Half Dome, at the very top of the wall, imagine like a smooth wall of rock, a nearly vertical granite slab with tiny little ripples for your hands and feet. And so you're really trusting the rubber on your shoes to stick to these ripples. And that's what made me so scared, was that I had to step onto a little tiny ripple, and I just didn't want to trust my whole life to stepping onto this little thing. And then I started hesitating, and then I got scared, and then, you know, everything starts to cascade out of control a little bit. While I was, you know, literally clinging for my life on the side of this cliff, I could hear all these tourists up on the summit, which was only 100 feet away. I could hear people laughing and, like, talking on their cell phones and having a good time. It felt like there was, like, a mall scene right up above me. And finally, I just took some deep breaths, and I was just like, you know what? This is what I have to do. I'm going to trust this foot. And then I just stood up on the foothold, and that was that. Thankfully, my foot stayed on. I made the move, and I was done. So I climbed onto the summit, and then there were all these people hanging out, eating lunch and taking pictures and things, which was this weird contrast, because normally when you top out Half Dome and you have a partner and a rope, tourists just think it's outrageous and they think it's so amazing that you climb the wall and they all flock around you and ask you questions. But when I topped out without a rope, nobody knew that I was even a climber. I'd just done one of the most personally significant climbs of my life, and there are all these people standing there, and none of them are like, oh wow, good job, or like, that's great that you climbed that wall. They're just like, huh, I wonder what that guy's doing.
That's professional rock climber Alex Honnold telling us about his big break. His new memoir, Alone on the Wall, is out now.